think it's very welcome that the funding will be specifically applied to Killybegs as well for the apprenticeship there, and that's an important part of the diversification of the courses that are available in Killybegs. And I think that one of the important things that I was emphasising at all times, and thankfully I think the government has taken it on board as well, and the ATU as well, is that the importance of the Killybegs campus. So you have the three campuses, you have the Letterkenny, ATU and Sligo, kind of that triumvirate there in the northwest, which I think is very important. And Killybegs is positioned nicely between Letterkenny and Sligo to benefit from that and provide courses in the area. Of course, then with the industry around Killybegs as well, there's a need for them to have apprentices, and I think to have apprentice training locally is very important.
There needs to be a bigger emphasis on apprenticeships, which is being welcomed. There's a fear that physical trade is nearly dying out.
Yeah, and we really need the mix of trades and qualifications. Where there is always going to be a need for people to study for degrees and stuff like that, and there's also a large need for people who want to maybe could do alternative studies and provide alternative careers for themselves. And the trades are very important in relation to that. No matter how many academic qualifications you have, you do need people with trades as well to ensure that the system develops equally and goes from strength to strength, I think, as well, right around the county, and that's very important. So from that point of view, I think it's good to see that Killybegs is diversifying into the trades as well. Killybegs has a name, and traditionally has always been a catering college, and that is very welcome, but the numbers have declined over the last number of years in relation to that. So the college does need to diversify, and this provides, I think, a welcome opportunity for it, and shows that Killybegs should still be an important part of the whole ATU infrastructure, which is very important. And I think the commitment is there, and I hope that continues, that we'll see Killybegs develop further and further in the years to come as well.